Reuters reporting New Hampshire will pick its Republican choice for president tomorrow. It's now a battle between former President Trump and his U.N. ambassador Nikki Haley. Haley says tomorrow's New Hampshire primary matters.
This is what we're down to. It is now a two-person race. And what that means is your decision tomorrow is, do we want more of the same? Or do we want a new generational leader?
A Real Clear Politics poll average shows Trump ahead of Haley 54% to 36%. A divided Supreme Court is allowing Border Patrol agents to cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border while a lawsuit over the wire continues. The justices, by a 5-4 vote Monday, granted an emergency appeal from the Biden administration, which has been in an escalating standoff at the border with Texas and had objected to an appellate ruling in favor of the state. The concertina wire is part of Texas Governor Greg Abbott's broader fight with the administration over border security. Sleet, freezing rain, snow, and more cold weather before it warms up.
The cold temperatures in Atlanta causing pipes to burst and water to freeze on roadways. Driver Iona Flagg telling WANF how she got into a pileup.
As I was soon to hit my brakes, my car wouldn't stop. My car kept going and going.
National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says moving forward, a good portion of the country could either have freezing rain or just rain, causing some flooding. But parts of Michigan will get snow. However, temperatures will eventually go up.
We kind of flip the switch there from the cold to well above normal temperatures as we go through the week.
I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 138 points, the Nasdaq rose 49. This is SRN News. Back in 2020, Dallas pastor T.D. Jakes created a foundation that's committed to providing education and training for minorities in areas of science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. Today, his vision has expanded to building bridges between underserved communities and the business world. President and CEO Kelly Cornish outlines the mission of the T.D. Jakes Foundation.
Going into schools and also providing academies where children from underserved communities can attend to learn about these areas that the Black and Brown community has not really been exposed to up until recently. And this goes back to finding some of the root causes of why there are such disparities and then helping to change those.
Cornish adds that the T.D. Jakes Foundation already operates a thriving STEAM Academy in Dallas. More details can be found at tdjfoundation.org. This is SRN News. Some Georgia lawmakers are looking for ways to provide relief from property taxes.
The proposals are coming as increases in home values have caused taxes to rise. Republican House Speaker John Burns proposes doubling the state's homestead tax exemption. That likely would cut tax bills by nearly $100 million statewide. Georgia is far from the only state where lawmakers are reacting to voter discontent over higher levies. But some in Georgia communities that already have value caps say they create inequities. John Scott reporting.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's office says it is investigating reports of an apparent robocall that used artificial intelligence to mimic President Biden's voice and discourage voters in the state from participating in Tuesday's primary election. Attorney General John Formella said the recorded message sent Sunday appears to be an illegal attempt to disrupt and suppress voting. More details at srnnews.com.